All right. By now, you should be familiar with the music and the notes as they play through your field. And we want you to take a moment to really feel your feet. And feeling that center of energy in the middle of your feet and on each foot. And just taking a moment, putting your awareness on that center in each foot. And holding that sensation of connectedness, of groundedness. Holding that in your awareness. Now, putting your senses deeply into the sensation, exploring it for a moment. Does it have a color? Does it have a texture? This energy, this space, this connection. Does it have a scent associated with it? How does it feel to you? And as you're exploring this feeling sense of connection, would like for you to follow that feeling sense deep into the earth. Just allowing your awareness to follow the connection deep into the earth. And as you're following the connection deep into the earth, you begin to notice that it is dark all around you. And just opening your senses and feeling that welcoming darkness. And in this darkness, in this welcoming darkness, this peaceful, restful darkness. I want you to open your senses even more to sense the presence of a great being here in the void. And opening all your senses to this great being, to her energy, which is harmonious, blended with the energy of the earth itself. And in feeling this deep connection to the earth and to the master, Lady Nada. Just opening up to really explore her energies as they're being made available to you right now. Opening your senses and allowing yourself to experience the peaceful, restful, loving energy here in the void. And within the aura, within the energy system of the Master Lady Nada, who also holds the energy of evolution, that spiraling light, always moving upward. For this is one way in which you go into the dark and you find the light. And you follow this light of evolution as it begins to spiral upward. And as it's spiraling upward and carrying you along in its flow, you, your consciousness, just riding the flow upward in this beautiful spiral of light. And you are carrying with you these goals that you have. And they too, like you, are riding the flow upward. They're moving and flowing upward with you in this beautiful golden orange spiral. Spiraling upward, higher and higher, higher and higher, higher and higher. And at some point, simply letting go. Letting go of all attempts to visualize. Letting go of all attempts to sense the energy around you. Letting go of goals and motives. Letting go of all that you are. And all that you will ever be. Simply letting go. And in letting go, you again enter the void. Here in the void, there are no expectations, no worries, no concerns, no fears, no ambition. There is only being, for it is here in the void where you renew the divine pattern that resides within you. And often getting muddied up by the will of the personality and all its little sub-voices, and the pattern becomes obscured. And the meaning of the pattern is forgotten. But here in the void, the pattern is restored, renewed, reimagined, always changing. For after all, this is, in the final analysis, a Ray 3 energy. And so, the ability to understand complex woven patterns, it's another name for the void. And now just allowing your hearing, nothing else, all your attention focused on your hearing. And now, setting your intent to remember, what the words were, what the message is. What did you hear? And realize that if, quote unquote, all you heard were notes. Know this. There is a message within the notes. You only need to open yourself up to hear the message. Just imagining that your mind has two sides, and see where the two sides meet. And now, taking this beautiful golden orange needle and thread, and you're going to sew the two sides together. Beautiful, even stitches, drawing the two sides together, sewing them together in a beautiful looping over, creating a beautiful golden orange seam of light where the two sides have been drawn together. All the way through, all the way from the beginning of the mental fields, all the way to the end. Perfect seam of golden orange light, drawing the two sides together. The intuitive and the logical working together, coordinated, connected, better able to help one another. And so, just focusing now on that golden orange seam of light, pulling the two sides together with light, pulling them together not just with any light, but with the light of evolution, so that united, these two sides can create something unique and beautiful, to manifest something entirely new, a new way of thinking and being, And with this new way of thinking and being, setting your intent to recognize it as it manifests in you. And in this evolved, enlightened mind, I'd like for you now to simply think of your goals. Just think of them, what they are. Letting them bathe in this light and this awareness. And let them be informed with the energy of evolution. And then letting go. Watching them sail through a setting sun through the sky, letting them drift away through the sky and into the void, into the deep, dark energy of the void. Imagining all parts healed and transformed. And now, turning your awareness to yourself as soul, to the presence all around you, and if you allow it, through and through you, give a moment to drink in those energies, soul's love, soul's compassion, soul's understanding, soul's gentleness, its kindness, feeling that generosity of spirit and that deep, deep well of patience as soul holds you in their awareness. As they wait patiently for you to continue down the path you started, to continue to seek to express yourself as soul, to bring to your life all the soul qualities and that energy which makes everything immeasurably better. And when in group endeavors, calling on the souls of the others, asking for cooperation, for coordination, that you might work together for the highest and best of all concerns. Bringing to whatever process it is all the heart qualities, especially compassion and patience, so needed. And also, as you are opening up to soul's energies, bathing in the light, basking in the love, I'd like for you to put all your focus for one long moment on the rest of humanity and opening up how you feel right now and opening that space for everyone who's seeking more light, who wants more love, who is wanting peace in their lives. Know that you are opening a door for others to behind you to find, for all who seek, find. All who ask are answered. And for all who knock, who ask, the door is opened. And here the door is opened for all who will follow. Fulfilling your purpose to serve. And now radiating the heart energy, soul energy, outward in all directions. Feeling soul's energy flowing freely through you, to you and out from you in all directions. Lighting the way. You are lighting the way, not only for yourself, but for all who follow. Just as we are lighting the way for you, we hold you in our awareness. Imagining the highest and best possible things for you, events and circumstances, people and relationships. Now bringing all of your awareness back into yourself, still feeling soul's presence all around you, but gathering up your energy now and centering it. Center it in your heart, the heart chakra, letting that whole area around your chest light up. And in that light is healing energy and opening up the cells and atoms all through the physical form and absorbing this healing energy, bringing it all into yourself. Letting it play all through your body, bringing healing everywhere it's needed. Through and through you, all around and to you. Soul's healing energy flowing through you. Bringing peace and harmony into the physical form, along with good health and vitality, as much as you'll allow. And consider manifesting that energy outwardly, all parts of yourself, and out from yourself to all others, opening yet another doorway. And for a moment, in your mind, I'd like for you to hold the idea of science finding soul, discovering soul, realizing the reality behind this illusion, the energy of soul. And now, one last thing. I want you to take for a moment into your energetic hands the goals of each person in the group. Just adding it to the goals in your own hands, your own goals, and adding everyone else's, and just holding it in the cup of your hands, holding these goals, these gems and jewels, full of light and information, insights and revelations, and you're holding it all in your hands. And as you're holding all these goals in your hands, imagine a light shining out from your third eye. And this light, this beautiful violet light, bathing these goals, going all around them and through them, infusing them with this energy. And this light is increasing the magnetism and the clearer and the more well-defined, more care and attention to the detail. All of these things increase the magnetism. For the clearer the idea, the clearer the thought, the more magnetic it becomes. The more capable of finding the energy to complete itself. And would like to remind you all that it's the energy of the idea that manifests. The thing itself is only the outer symbol. The outer symbol of an inner reality. And so make this as real inside your mind as you can. And now, just sending out gratitude through all your being. Radiating gratitude to yourself as soul for its help, for her help. Just radiating gratitude. Coming back slowly into the room when you are ready. And with that, we bid you namaste.